Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I will tell everybody that is waiting patiently on the edge of their seats that we will have Masterpiece of the Week.
Whoa!
In just a moment. Just a moment. Just wait. But before we get to that, did you say Ray Rice?
Correct.
Is going to talk to you about your wife?
About how to treat women.
I don't understand this. Why? Who's? How did he get this job?
Nick Saban brought him in.
Oh, wow. All right. So Nick Saban brought in Mike Tyson recently. And
this is his thing.
And said, hey, I love to bring people that have fallen on hard times, hit rock bottom, and risen or try to do everything. Because I've always abided by this too. Seneca, BC, to see a man truly succeed is to see him struggle through adversity. Mm. And that's one of the, you know, to when you grow, you learn a lot more from yourself if things are tougher and you have to, you know, go just a little bit off the beaten path to get to your destination, your goal, you find more out about yourself. And I think that, you know, these players at Alabama are going to go through those times through the season. He's just trying to say, okay, how are you going to respond in these situations?
Well,
but that, also, don't you want to be the kind of leading example of, we see too much of this happening in the NFL. We see too many of these situations happening. Let's try and start here at the collegiate level because this is where you're supposed to teach men.
So I think you're definitely onto something there, at least per Nick Saban. He said, well, this is about Ray Rice. Well, he's obviously going to talk about how to treat the opposite sex and having the proper respect for other people. And I think that's important to relationships. It's as important as a person to be able to do those things in a very respectful manner. So I can see, like, at that part, you might think, like, well, that's preposterous. But this is the part that relates to what you were just saying. I think a lot of players can relate to Ray Rice's circumstance, and it will be interesting to hear a guy that has had issues that now has turned a corner and has really done everything he can to help other people not have the same problem that he has. And so that speaks to your point where Nick Saban obviously definitely thinks that not just like his players, but I mean, you know, football players maybe in general, or quite frankly, humans in general, can run into this situation for whatever reason. And he wants somebody who went through the situation. It might have cost him his career. Maybe he thought he was on the way out anyway. And how you can learn from that and how you can better yourself, to your point.
Is Ray Rice forgotten?
How's that?
Like, what is he doing now? Like, what is he really, like, what's he up to?
I really don't know.
Nobody knows.
He is doing a lot of advocating in the same way that we talk about Michael Vick. He's
been
really good about this. I have a friend who's an activist in these domestic abuse and domestic violence situations, and she said she did a panel with him, and she was very impressed by the way that he spoke and the things that he did in trying to remedy some of the things that he did.
But that will never get as much attention as what happened before.
And that is true, but I...
that was the lead story on the opening night of Thursday Night Football. The opening night of the season. It was the lead story from the sideline reporter. It was the lead
story from
Al Michaels. It's all they talked about.
And it was all over non-sports issues and shows as well.
And the most problematic part about it was because there's a video that we could see and replay over and over again.
Okay, let me ask you guys this then. Not for him, of course, but is there any part of you that wonders in situations like this that it was good that it happened? And hear me out. Because I know on the surface you're like, I can't.
No.
Okay, well, hold on. I can't imagine any reason this would be good that would happen. The reason why I say maybe it was a good thing that it happened is because it brought attention back to a problem that everyone knows exists, but nobody seems to talk about. And people are getting women, men too, are getting beat up all the time. And if this one extra case leads to an enormous like public outcry or funds raising or whatever, then maybe in terms of the greater good.
But it didn't change. It didn't change anything for players in the NFL.
But are you sure about that?
I don't know, man. We've just seen more stories since.
And I don't think that you even need
it's never going to go away.
Like, it's not. It isn't one of those that like, oh, man, he never got a job again in the NFL. And I know we can sit here and talk about, look, Zeke was never convicted. But
right.
Zeke's playing and about to get a big contract.
And he was suspended for domestic violence.
Kareem Hunt has a job.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon has a job. And I know each circumstance is different. But I don't think it stopped enough people from thinking that's the death penalty to my career.
But is enough going to be down to zero? Because like I totally understand your point, but I also kind of wonder like would there have been, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, even one more person who would have done it if not for this? You're right. It's more than zero, and that is a shame. But I also think that part is never going to change. However long society exists, I still think that's going to be a thing, which is unfortunate.
Would you want your kid to hear that speech?
Yes.
I remember being in high school and we had a vice principal, and he was like, guys, I just want y'all to all understand, y'all are a gang here together. You're a gang of cougars or something. And he was hilarious. I loved him.
What voice is this?
That was his voice. I'm pretty good at voices.
What ethnicity?
You heard
is this?
Me. Yeah. He was white. What? You can't, a white guy can't talk like that?
I mean, he was
totally black. But that's not the point. But that's the way he talked. It was hilarious. I loved him.
Oh, God.
But he, but then he turned things over to a guy who was a comedian and had hit rock bottom and, you know, had gone through that drug addiction, had all these, you know, things that he went through, but was a motivational speaker. And I remember distinctly listening to that guy and his story about, he was telling great stories about living life and loving life. And then all of a sudden he was like, but then it all hit here. And I really got caught up in that and was like, man, I don't want that to ever happen to me. So yeah, Kevin, with kids, I think they do need to see and hear those moments sometimes just so they can say, okay, that won't happen to me.
No, I agree with you 100%. All right, you guys made it through the rougher, tougher parts of this. So how about we totally change gears and bring you this?
The Chive.
Barstool Sports.
But why?
What do you mean?
But Y Magazine, or I don't know.
Is there a butt Y Magazine?
There's gotta be. Yeah.
But what would you call it? What would you call your? Never mind.
Buddy.
Like if you had a magazine that was about butts, but it only came out once a year.
A buddy is a sandwich, usually with a hot, savory filling and a bread cake.
I think rarely yearly.
That wasn't on air.
What?
Keep going. Oh, were you done?
Is a buddy, B-U-T-T-Y, butt Y, is a sandwich, usually with a hot, savory filling and a bread cake.
Oh.
What's your favorite hot, savory filling, Kevin?
Mozzarella cheese.
That's a good answer.
Cheese sticks are good. Have you seen the pizza crust made out of cheese stick?
No. Where do I get this?
It's just a big old flat cheese stick.
You had me at, did you hear about, where do I purchase this thing?
You like cheese sticks?
Yes.
You like to put cheese sticks in your mouth?
That might be a gay cheese. I don't know the answer to that.
So Masterpiece of the Week.
Thank God.
Segment that
Thank God.
Just started.
Every week, and it consists of sound bites of guys saying things like they were just saying like 30 seconds ago.
Uh-huh.
And we will start with Corey, of course, saying something like this.
I was super drunk, so I was chewing anything, but it was terrible.
At least you seem to learn from your mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. The buddy.
It sounds like an eclair just warmed up, right?
Oh, no.
That warm, chocolate savory eclair. Filling inside.
I gotcha.
Speaking of filling.
Put an alligator in each other's pants and then hold the tail.
What's supposed to happen next?
See who flinches first.
I will flinch first if I'm in this scenario. I'll go ahead and pass. No alligator in my pants, please. Man, you better keep the no part.
That's a very reasonable stance to take, Kevin.
Thank you.
Corey said this.
Oh, I've got my sack for the day. I'm good. I need any more sacks.
Quite frankly, I could even... Oh, my God. All right. Let's play it back one more time and just show that at least one of us has learned how this show works. It took a couple of seconds, but I figured it out.
Oh, I've got my sack for the day. I'm good. I need any more sacks.
Quite frankly, I could even... Oh, my God.
the delayed reaction.
That was a legitimate sports conversation about defensive pass rushers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it turned into that.
Sack talk.
You know what else was legitimate sports conversation?
I'm effing circumcised on my feet. Hopefully my feet are born again and I figure to run faster. Feel sorry for me later.
What? Damn you, Antonio Brown!
Oh, man.
Good God.
That's my front runner.
Crap.
Oh, man.
That's pretty strong.
Back to Corey.
That'd be awesome.
I
that's
just walk
a superpower.
Around and touch people all the time.
Oh, my God.
I would just touch everybody. I'm sure we were talking about having a superpower, right?
Two times! Play it back. I'm in the loop of what is happening, and I do not approve.
That'd be awesome.
I
that's
just walk around and touch people all the time.
Oh, my God.
I would just touch everybody.
That time, I was much quicker on the uptake, too. Like, if you play the other one, it takes me a good, what, like 3 seconds to figure it out. This time, I'm like, nope, nope, not okay.
Kevin, what's a staple of this segment for me, personally?
Harassing people who are not here to defend themselves.
Who would that be?
Colby.
Pound whatever on Twitter.
He's just like, whatever it is,
man.
You gotta pound it.
Just, but on that app. It has to stay there.
Hashtag, Kevin. Hashtag.
Still always go back to Brandon had a shirt because he was doing theater or whatever, and his mom goes, why do you have a shirt with a pound sign on it? And he just looked at me and rolled his eyes.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Along those same
millennial
lines.
Millennial moms these days.
What?
By the way, from the 2 and 4, Kevin. That's why I didn't sit by you on the bus, bro. Hey, hurtful.
Okay.
Where it's just like, just pound after pound, and they're just pounding each other back and forth.
All right.
And then we still get the...
What?
What?
Three! Three times!
Kevin is self-aware.
Play it again!
No, you don't have to! Where it's just like, just... pound after pound, and they're just pounding each other back and forth.
All right.
And then we still get the...
Okay, that last part's amazing. The 806, I'm already laughing so hard I'm crying. Y'all haven't even gotten to what was said last night. Jeez, I hope we don't.
We haven't even got to what was said this week. This is all from 2 weeks ago.
What?
Yep. Hey, Park was here.
Yeah, a friend of mine gave me $20,000. That excuse always works.
Yes.
Hold on. You run into this problem a lot as well? Or not a problem. I guess it just sounds awesome.
Somebody gives me $20,000, I can do whatever I want now.
So can they.
No, that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
No.
I have $20,000 free dollars.
That is not enough justice to buy.
I'm running free.
You are not. I have terrible news for you.
Pretty much control Mexico if I have $20,000.
Oh,
that's not.
I want to point out that the views and opinions of Corey Majors do not represent Intercom, the KNC Masterpiece.
You ever gone to Mexico with like $500, dude? You're going to live like a king for a while.
So let's stop worrying about what Corey is saying now. Let's worry about what Corey said last week.
How big do you think it is?
It's a weird shape.
What? Whoa! I just want to say, on the self-aware scorecard, that's 4 for me. Play it again.
How big do you think it is?
It's a weird shape.
It's a weird shape. That is my new leader in the clubhouse.
Okay, let's get to this week. Kevin and Corey, you guys collaborated on this one.
People gobble that thing up.
I guess that's the thing, too, though. No, they don't gobble that thing up.
No, they do!
how serious you got. You got furious.
We were talking about the XFL or something like that. God, I was mad. Oh, dear.
That was, yes. It was, we were talking about XFL football and just serious sports conversation, and look what happened. Look what happened. That was a serious sports discussion. There was no innuendo thrown in that. But guess what? Reggie pulled it, and then that happened.
What? I did no such thing.
From the 469, this is more my speed. I'm so high right now. This is out of this world.
Well, this is for you from the 469.
I love his baloney, though.
Oh, no.
Actually, I lied. Gross. Going back to the going back to the making fun of Colby.
Mr. President, these are Micro Obamas.
Exactly.
We went on for so long about the Grobamas. Oh, I might have to vote for that. I thought that was so effing funny.
These are Micro Obamas. So, and I just like completely agreed with it too.
We went on about it for so long.
There's still more Colby to get to.
This is everything I've got.
Yeah, here we go.
Including my penis.
What? Ooh, that might be my new vote. Hang it, this is a tough one. Oh,
Kevin said this.
Then what you would have done?
Probably blown it.
The resignation with which he said that.
Dude, that's you. You said that.
Dummy. Oh, God.
He also said this.
Man, I used to get scared that like it would grab hold and suck me through the toilet. All right, I just that can mean whatever you want it to mean. But just for the record, I want to give some context to that. So I have my still says CBS Radio for some reason work badge on a lanyard, and I always had the fear that if you sat down on the toilet, like the lanyard would go in the toilet. It's one of those automatic flushing toilets that just like sucks it all down.
Well, and then,
damn it. And then it would grab the thing, and I would somehow get sucked into the toilet too. That's a very real fear I had.
More Kevin.
Who's a stupid dog? And he was like, I got a lot of flack about that on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People were upset?
Yeah. Or they were like, and this is why I think you might abuse your dog. And I was like, I swear I don't.
This is something you said to a dog.
And that's absolutely happened. And the dog was so happy. It was wagging its tail, not knowing that I was calling it an idiot.
Can you verbally abuse a dog?
No. Because they don't know. Well, that's why I said, you talk to the dog, and you're like, you're a stupid dog. You're a stupid dog. And it's going to be like, yay! Because it is. If you just talk with the right inflection, it doesn't know where your dog can't speak the language that you speak.
But dogs can feel.
Yeah. They feel the tone in your voice. They don't think, oh my gosh, he's calling me stupid. Not cool. I'm going to pee on the floor. That doesn't happen.
Reggie.
Damn it. I'm not going to talk except to vote for the rest of this segment.
Oh no, you're going to talk. And you know why? Because you said this.
Like I was making terrible decisions with my life and my body.
Mm-hmm.
I was. I was fat as hell.
Sexually. Oh, that's what you meant? Oh, okay.
Oh, probably. I mean, sure. Everybody in the history of existence has made a terrible sexual decision. That's just a fact.
I never have.
Oh my God, you're such a liar. And maybe because somebody broke up the one you were about to.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
All right.
And I married that woman.
The good one. The one who broke it up, not the bad one.
She saved me.
Gosh, there's still so much content.
And herself.
But we will end with Colby's indignation.
Don't try and kill Steve DeBerg.
Yeah. Can't try and kill Steve DeBerg.
Definitely
dude.
Shouldn't kill
I
Steve
think,
DeBerg.
I'm going with Kevin in the making, giving the toilet a high five.
Man, I used to get scared that like it would grab hold and suck me through the toilet. Not that it matters. Not that it matters at all. But I'm going to vote for the one where Colby was saying things and then he was like, and there's my penis.
Oh, there it is.
This is everything I've got.
Yeah, here we go.
Including my penis.
God.
He said everything. There's so much. But personally, I was invested in this.
Mr. President, these are micro Obamas.
Exactly, dude.
All right.
No. I need you to hear exactly what Corey says at the end of this.
Mr. President, these are micro Obamas.
Exactly, dude.
Exactly, dude. What?
All right, look. So you get to vote, all right? Do you want to vote for Grobama's, penis,
what?
Or toilet? Those are your choices. 877-881-1053. 972. I'm headed home from a loss at the cornhole tournament. We do practice tournaments. Y'all got me rolling and laughing out loud by myself. From the 469, I am better. And don't worry, we will podcast this segment as well for Drew the Tolo and all the Tolos.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.